I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia ruffed grouse populations have fallen on hard times, and unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that can be done until there's some change in the economy. I'll explain more about it coming up after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
1970s and early 80s was a golden time for grouse hunting in West Virginia. During those days, the forests were clear-cut in the 50s and 60s and were just starting to regenerate, creating the ideal habitat for ruffed grouse and a lot of it. Biologist Keith Krantz explains that's not the case today.
Grouse hunting is kind of on the decline just based on habitat. As you know, we're not cutting near as many trees across the state, and without that early successional stage habitat on the ground, the grouse population doesn't do as well, and that's what we're seeing.
And Krantz says they have observed in a few areas where there is some early successional habitat, there are more birds this year, but those places are fewer and further between than ever before.
I have reports this year of people going in during archery season and putting up multiple broods on their way into their tree stand in certain parts of the state. So, I thought that was pretty encouraging.
But without a sea change in the economy and more houses beginning to be built, the demand to cut the mature hardwood timber in West Virginia just isn't there.
Those large private landowner activities, are what drove the wonderful grouse populations and grouse hunting we had in the 70s and early 80s. And then as that changed through time, the population started waning because it's directly tied to that early forest stand condition.
Krantz says the DNR has tried some forest management activities on their wildlife management areas to foster some more development, but not nearly what's needed.
Unfortunately, there's not much we can do because it's dependent on landowners cutting the woodlots, on their places that they own. The Forest Service used to cut many, many millions of board feet a year, and they don't anymore due to the pressure that they've been put under.
Krantz says eventually the demand for logs will return and there will be more timbering, but probably not on the scale the 50s and 60s produced in West Virginia, and those days of the abundant grouse in every part of the state are probably gone forever. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.